listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander.
Have you ever found yourself just searching the internet, reading someone's blog, or coming across somebody's social media stream and going, wow, this person's really got it going on? Then you click on over to their website and you're like, wow, their offering is amazing, but there is like this amazing sort of landscape and what she created for her website. Today is totally about that. Episode 12, Lisa Concilio Ryan shares with us not only how her personality-based business really took off, but a sense of what she's all about. It's definitely a must listen. Here is episode 12 with Lisa Concilio Ryan, the founder of WholeHealthDesigns.com.
Hi, and welcome to Amp Radio, The Beauty Beat. Today, I'm interviewing Lisa Concilio Ryan, who is the founder of WholeHealthDesigns.com. Welcome, Lisa.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And I just talked to you before the call. I've been following you forever. I love everything about your website. I mean, really, just for the aesthetics alone, I think that everybody should check out your website. Check out your Facebook. I mean, you're really doing.
Thank you.
You know what? It's really my pleasure because you're doing things that I always coach my clients to do. It's a personality based business done right. It doesn't look like everybody else's cookie cutter sort of website. It has your stamp written all over it. I especially like the photo of you in just an apron.
Oh shit!
You look so radiant.
I know. I was like, do I want to do this? I'm like, hell yeah, it's fine.
I love it. You look so radiant and healthy, and you absolutely look like you walk your walk and your talk, and I love everything about it. So, you know, definitely everybody just go, as I'm talking now, like go on her website, WholeHealthDesigns.com, and just check her out and just look at the continuity in all of like her social media, look at all of the photos that she's got going, look at the way she grabs your attention on the website. So that was my first thing. I just had to give you a shout out on the marketing stuff. I was like, wow, that's so well done.
So thank you.
My pleasure. So yes, I have been following you for a while. I love your Pinterest page, by the way.
Social
media
stuff.
Yeah. And because there's so much good information, and you do it in a way that's fun and, you know, it's digestible. And normally, when you go into the health space and nutrition, sometimes people go, oh, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's just so overwhelming and I don't want to deal with it. And
it's kind of boring.
It can be.
It's like, eat your vegetables. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but you don't make it boring. You don't make it boring. And I love that even on your website, you have like oodles of recipes that are very easy to do. And what I like, and the reason why I also brought you on, is because I think that a lot of the entrepreneurs that are out there should check out your services, especially the year-long membership one that you have going on. And, you know, it's the Clean and Sexy 2014 program. I really want to talk to you about that because that was interesting to me because it is a year-long thing. And, you know, being a busy entrepreneur, sometimes we don't have our checks and balances in order. And we'll just keep going and going and forget to pack healthy snacks and, you know, on our way to meeting somebody or, you know, just really taking the time to make sure that things are done. And I have to tell you, you know, on a vanity point, some of the talking bullet points that you're talking about, like things that it'll achieve with you were like, you know, healthy and glowy skin and all of these like beauty type things that were just like, oh, I totally want that. And, yeah, so it definitely spoke to my ego, like, oh, I get really healthy glowing skin if I do this. What?
So I'm all about that.
Yeah, and not to mention the you know, the nice releasing of weight loss and decreased belly fat and just feeling lighter and sense of energy. And then this is a big thing for me, too, just on a personal level, the sugar craving, having that disappear. Holy smokes. I would just – so I'm going to stop talking. We need to hear from you. Tell me how you created it. tell me even how you got started in all of this, because I met you way back, I believe it was in 2011, 2012.
I think you met me when I first, well, actually, I've been in business almost 3 years, and I think I met you, like, right when I was starting, or kind of, I've started, but it was kind of near the beginning of it all. So, let's see.
Tell me about your evolution. Just tell me, how did this happen? Why did you get into this? You know, why did you, you know, why do we have wholehealthdesigns.com?
Right. So as entrepreneurs, everyone out there is probably like, okay, they're going to totally get what I say, and so will you. But I started out my old life as a teacher. And I was a teacher for a while, for like 15 years, outside of a, you know, inner city D.C. And, you know, I taught first grade, fifth grade, and then I became a mentor teacher where I helped new teachers and things like that. But I was dying inside. And I realized it wasn't the kids. I thought, okay, it's this atmosphere, you know, it's inner city, it's pretty hardcore. It wasn't really that. It was the fact that I, first of all, didn't like to listen to someone else tell me what to do. And second of all, as you know, in a public school system, that's all you ever do is listen to someone tell you what to do, even if you know in your heart, you're like, oh, that doesn't fit well with me. And so a lot of the times I struggle because I'm like, these kids need to eat breakfast. I'm not worried about them passing a test so that we get free funding for whatever, whatever. And, I mean, I don't want to sound mean or harsh, but it just didn't go with me. And I did it for 15 years, and I finally, you know, I got to a point where my own health was just not good. I was, you know, I had chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, you know, all these, you know, these illnesses that were very autoimmune, kind of, no one could really help me except for I would have to manage my stress. And I just ended up resigning and realizing, okay, I got to figure out what to do here because I love to teach, but I don't want someone to tell me what to do, and I want to have my own gig. I got to figure this out, but what will it be? And I just started listening to other people, and they would always ask, hey, Lisa, what do I do if I want to train for a triathlon? Because I was a triathlete. Or, hey, Lisa, what are you taking? What herb are you taking to fall asleep at night? Or, hey, what do you eat for breakfast? I mean, literally, like, what are you eating for breakfast? I'm like, okay, all right. You know what? I think I'm going to look into the nutrition world and see what I can find. But I knew I didn't want to go back to school because I already had my master's, and I already kind of didn't want to go for, like, years and years to get another degree. And I'm on the holistic side anyway, so I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and got certified. And I just started going through classes, and like I said, I was sick to begin with at a very young age, but I was sick. And also, I didn't have a good relationship with food. I had, you know, a lot of eating, I actually had an eating disorder. And so I was just trying to see, you know, if I could learn more about nutrition, learn how to cook in the kitchen because I never cooked. I literally kept my sweaters in my oven. Because I never cooked, so I never had to use my oven or my stove. And so I would store my sweaters, and, I mean, that's embarrassing to say, but I just got to put it out there that I was not, you know, I was learning a lot through the school. And then we were asked to coach, you know, if you wanted to start coaching, and I thought, well, all right, I'll try it. And then I ended up loving it, and then that's when Whole Health Designs happened. And that's when I discovered, okay, I really love teaching about nutrition and health and wellness and even something deeper about just listening to your truth and your body and finding out what works for you. And for entrepreneurs and even as an entrepreneur myself, that there's a lot of trial and error with that. So, and that's how Whole Health Design started, if that makes sense to you. Francesca?
I love that.
That's a long story, right? A long story. Well, so much more, but I tried to whittle it down for you.
No, I think it's great. There's like almost like a personal evolution that usually ties in with someone's, you know, business and how it starts. And, and we go into that. Yeah, and I love that. So, you know, there's something that, you know, out of the passion and your own personal journey, we see you here, and we see you helping a lot of other people really just reclaim their health and their life. I mean, really, if you just keep going on your testimonial page, it goes on forever and ever and ever. And you see how many people.
We haven't added a lot of our friends that have completed detoxes. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. And now that I feel amazing and it's 10 years later, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, food is a great tool that you can start with. And even as a business person or entrepreneur, that's like one thing that can change the whole game for you. And I didn't really believe that until it happened to me. And I'm like, okay, I feel way better and look better. And I'm just a better version of myself 10 years later in my 40s than I was, you know, my early 30s, late 20s. So it was, it's kind of mind blowing. So
That's amazing. And what I do like about just reading the testimonials of these real women and what gone through and you know, what the program has helped them. And a lot of the things are like kind of the same. It's like better energy, feeling less weight. You know, a lot of them will shout out how much weight, 7 to 9 pounds they started off losing. And, you know, that's great and all. And I think even if you're a skeptic, it's like, well, how do you do it? You know, and you have all of these detox sort of regimented things to do. And I will say that, you know, everything seems easy enough, but I really want to kind of get with like tips from you, you know, and things that we can expect when we sign up for the year around thing. And by the way, it's like less than the gym membership payment. I think it's under like $29 a month.
It's great because I feel like a lot of us, we want to do a monthly payment or we feel better that way. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So tell me, what does that look like? You know, you were talking earlier about like, you know, each season we that's kind of our trigger to do a cleansing. But what happens in between those seasons of cleansing? You know, how do we maintain that?
Right. And so this all came about, to be honest. I've been doing these for 2 years, cleanses, seasonal cleanses with big groups of people, because I would coach one person. I was doing private coaching and I realized I love groups and I love the dynamic of groups and having everyone from all over the world kind of do something together. So anyway, I started about 2 years ago and I noticed that I would just do a winter cleanse. And then we would wait and do the spring cleanse, and then we would wait and do summer, and then fall. And I was kind of in the middle going, oh, I wonder how everyone is. Is everyone okay? Life happens. You know, as business people, we know things change within hours of our lives. And we're like, okay, we have to make an adjustment here. We got to try something new there. And excuse me, I'm drinking some green juice. Sorry. Taking that from it. So anyway, so what happened is that I developed this program where I'm with you the whole time, because even me, like after the holidays, oh my God, I don't know what I did. I was drinking and having a good time and eating, and I kind of, you know, that's what we do. And then when the seasons change, our bodies become stressed naturally just to adapt to nature. And we're going to want to crave certain foods, and we're going to want to, our bodies are different. So like in the winter, our bodies go inward. It's not really, we're not out to go and do a, you know, like marathon or do something that's, you know, a lot on our bodies. It's time to rest. So that in spring, we wake up and we're rejuvenated and we're ready to cleanse, especially our liver at that time of year. And so each season we go through stress. But in between, it's always nice to have some strategies in place. And so that's what the year-long program looks like, where I will be coaching. I coach throughout the whole year, because you do a cleanse, you have these amazing things that happen to you, which like losing weight, that's pretty natural. It just happens because you're getting rid of your caffeine, your sugar, your dairy, gluten, all of that, alcohol.
Right.
You naturally will lose weight. But the problem is, if you don't establish habits, like some core self-care habits, it's going to go back to the same thing. You're going to just revert back within weeks. And so I'm there to guide you so that that doesn't happen, and then we start building upon habits. So So when I say self-core habit, so for me, and I do this before I even look at my phone, and this is really, really hard, but because my phone, I'm addicted to it, so I really have to, I might have to do a digital cleanse for that one.
I relate, media, totally.
Facebook, you know, Instagram. So anyway, I literally, like, just, I breathe and meditate and I journal before I even get out of my bedroom. I also, that's a self-core habits that I do. And I also do, I drink a water with lemon. And I do that immediately so that I can boost my metabolism during the day. So those are self-care habits that I have in place. And then, you know, I build upon it later on. I'm like, okay, you know, I think I'm going to strive to have, I'm going to try to eat every 3 hours. So I'm going to prep my snacks and I'm going to cut a few vegetables up and have some hummus, and that's what I'll do. And then maybe I'll eat an apple with almond butter or some type of nut butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you can have it in the house if you work out of your house, or if you work, like your business, you have an office or you have a company where people are going, you know, you can keep this stuff in the fridge or in your desk drawer, you know, if you have, you know, rice crackers or something like that. So it's kind of building upon each time you cleanse. And so those women and men who have been with me for 2 years now, or even if it's like they do one cleanse, they start to notice, okay, I think I'm gonna keep eating a salad for lunch every day. And so they make their salad jars. You know, you can make 5 salad jars out of, you know, big mason jars, and you put your salads and you can stack them up, make them for the week, and you just bring them to work. And so it's kind of building upon each level so that 80% of the time you're eating clean, you're feeling clean, you're doing clean things, meaning anything that's anti-inflammatory. So stress is the number one cause of inflammation, right? And that leads to chronic disease. So what we're trying to prevent here and limit is that inflammation. And so getting some things in self-core habits or self-care habits in place can be extremely helpful to limit that inflammation. And you'll start to notice physically your body changes. And then mentally you start to change, meaning you're calmer, you might be more empathetic, you might be easier to get along with. I know that's what my family said about me.
I love
seriously,
that.
I know, my husband's like, you're pretty calm now. But, you know, you start to change, and then it's interesting, you never know, and it's beautiful. This is actually something beautiful. One of my clean and sexy clients in the group had said last week, and she actually wrote this on the Facebook wall. She said, you never know what secret admirers you have watching you. Because I guess she's like, as we tote our water bottles, you know, every day, and we bring our healthy lunches to work, you know, a coworker asked her, hey, I've been watching you. And I think I'm going to start eating well myself, so I'm bringing my salad to work. And then she gave up soda and just drinks water. Because of one person in our group, she's like, you don't know what impact we have. And so as we're cleaning up and we're cleansing, you know, kind of living a good life. And the other 20%, we kind of let go and have wine with our girlfriends, or we eat cake at the party, or we eat pizza at the football game. Whatever, you know, whatever we can do to kind of maintain a healthy life, because we can't be perfect, and perfection's not healthy at all. But you never know who else is watching you, and then there's this ripple effect that happens. And it's really, to me, that's the whole thing. That's the main goal, is to have our loved ones and people that we share meals with and people who we hang out with, we all kind of start living a healthier life, because we get a lot more done. We have more energy. We're kinder to other people. We collaborate better. And yeah, so that's the whole story about that. I could go on and on.
I love hearing you.
And you're like, okay, Lisa. Right.
No, I love it. I love absorbing all of this. And I think, you know, you said a couple of things that I think were really successful for me. And you know, it is like setting yourself up for success and prepping your food for the week and making sure that you have things in order that are easy to grab and go. And that's something that I really kind of, you know, that resonated with me. So I want to take you to you know, I'm not going to say average entrepreneur, but I'm going to say some of them that I know that have, you know, a struggle with keeping, you know, healthy. You know, the long 10, 12-hour days that they normally work, they don't know how to shut it off. They're, you know, there's a couple of different scenarios. They might be a mother, so they're, you know, running around in between working, doing what they need to do, picking up their children and making sure they have homework done, making sure they're ready for school the next day, you know, not to mention laundry and all of this stuff and getting food ready. And I remember there was a huge passionate argument with Julian Michaels and somebody for the doctor show at one point, and it always stuck with me. And she had, and they were saying, well, you've got to prep for your food. And the woman had got, the person that was arguing with her had said, well, I'm running around. I have to do this. Or, you know, I have to work. If I go through drive-through and get my kids a burger, then that's what I have to do to survive. And the whole audience clapped, and I was like, oh.
No!
So, like, I know. And I was like, really? Because they're in the audience of the doctor show. Like, why are you talking? But, you know, I'm just trying to paint a picture of the chaos and this no time and the excuse of drive-through and all of this stuff. Now, what are good tips for that we can take on, you know, whether we're, you know, we have a family or even ourselves, like what are quick things that we can do to set ourselves up for the week to grab that snack, make sure that, you know, our energy level's good and that we're not doing, I like one of the things that you said on your website, like we don't need to drive or go to Starbucks and get our 3 o'clock coffee. Like talk to me more about what we should do.
Right. Okay. So I'll give you some practical tips, but I do want to give you something that I had to actually come to terms with myself. And it wasn't pretty. And it was kind of ugly. And it's something that I was struggling with that chaos that you're talking about. And I also have two kids, so I totally understand. And I was running around, and I still run around. But it's all about mindset. And I thought, oh, my God, I have so much to do. Okay, I can't even eat because that's my thing. I default to not eating, which is not good. And so, especially with that woman in the audience or whoever was talking to Julian Michaels, it's all about mindset. And no matter what excuse you have, because everyone is busy and it's kind of like this unhealthy epidemic in America, especially in the United States or actually North America, everyone's busy. And I don't mean to sound rude or mean, but even I have a habit of going, hey, Lisa, how are you doing? You know, someone will ask me. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so busy. I have to stop myself because a lot of the times, and Jillian was right, it's all about planning. And it goes way back to your mindset, though. You have to make it a priority. If it really isn't, then it's just not going to happen. So if you have this priority to get your life, you know, to actually prevent disease and be there for your kids or be there for your, you know, have this amazing business. It's all about mindset. And actually, there was a quote, and it was in a book, Danielle Laporte, I think it was Firestone, The Desire Map. I don't know if you've ever read that book.
Yeah.
But you should. It's amazing. And she talks about, well, actually, she had a quote from Abraham Hicks, and it was something like, whenever you start guiding yourself by caring about how you feel, that's where your clarity is, that's where your joy is, and that's where your flexibility is. Balance.
Oh, that's so good. That's
and it
so
goes,
good.
That's where your good ideas come from. That's where all the good stuff is accessed from. And so when I read that quote, I went, yeah. Because once you start even one little thing, that water with lemon in the morning, that's all you have to do. And then you'll go, okay, huh. I feel good by doing that. Let me try something else. So it's building, because if you try to overhaul, our brains can't handle that anyway. And within 2 weeks, it's pretty much a known fact, research-wise, that we end up giving up. When we try to, like, do everything, let me exercise, let me do this, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to take my vitamins, and we just end up failing because we just can't handle all of that. So, and in the book, Danielle goes on about, everything we do is driven by a desire to feel a certain way. So like what we buy, what we eat, what we say, who we hang out with, what we wear, who we give our love to, who we listen to, or what we listen to, what we bring in the home, the choices that we make, and I feel this way, we desire to feel good most of the time, right? So if we want to feel good, we have to get our mindset straightened out. And so for those, like that woman who was talking, I totally relate. It's so much cheaper and easier probably to go to drive-thru. To be honest, I haven't gone to drive. I don't even know what they offer at a McDonald's just because I don't even go near there.
So
because
great.
I made that. Well, I really don't. Like, I kind of feel like, oh, gosh. At one point, I'm like, oh, my God, I really have no idea what they have at McDonald's or Burger King or what's the difference or what's going on there. And my kids don't either because I don't even let them have that choice. Now, I know that sounds, yeah, right, they're going to complain. Yeah, they did. In fact, it was almost a year of complaining. But they got over it. And you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of like that mindset of, hey, what priority do I have here? And if you do want to be healthier, you do want to ease off the inflammation. If you're having pain, you have joint pain, arthritis, or you might be having migraine headaches, or you're not sleeping at night because you're worried about things going on in your business, or there's so much to do you can't handle, if you're overwhelmed, you don't even know where to start, a lot of times you could just use that tool, the food. You can use food as a tool. And so once you get your mindset on, okay, I really do want to be healthier, then we can go to the practical side. So does that make sense?
Right.
And I'll give you practical tips really quick. But
yeah,
I
love that
quote. Always to me, I'm always like, oh, that, yes, I have this desire to feel, I want to feel no pain. I want to, you know
that.
What I mean? Yeah. So
connect with the desire of the outcome of what you want to feel like, and then try to even stomach thinking of going to a drive-thru place. I love that. That's so good.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And a mm-hmm. lot of the times we do the drive-thru, we do these easy things because, first of all, if we do stop and be still and think and really get down to it, we might not like what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you might get, oh, okay. And that's for me, I went, oh, my God, I'm causing a lot of this chaos to myself. I'm actually causing more busyness and chaos where I don't need to be doing that. And even sometimes feeling bad, that gets to be so constant and you're used to it, that feeling good can be scary. So sometimes we just resort back to going to that drive-thru, or we just revert back because we're like, oh, wait a minute. This is uncomfortable. Even though it's
more
good,
uncomfortable after. You'll be more uncomfortable after, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a good uncomfortable, so you just have to move through it. So practical mm-hmm. thing, especially with the busyness, is, yeah, I'm going to have to, and I harp on this all the time. I sound like a broken record, especially with my detox groups. It's just planning. Even myself, if I do not plan, the whole week is ruined. Just because I'll just go, oh, okay, just let's get takeout. And I have to, that can happen if I don't at least sit down. And I have to do it on Sundays, but you have to pick a day. It could be any time of the week where you know you're going to go grocery shopping, and you make your list. You make your list of meals that you're going to eat, or your snacks. And even if it's your snacks, I really advise, even practical snacks would be, smoothies are the easiest. I'm not sure if you make smoothies, but they're the pretty easy thing that you can make ahead of time and store them in the fridge.
I love that. And my big thing, too, because I live in a suburb of Los Angeles, Pasadena. My favorite Whole Foods on a Royal Parkway, and they make the best green smoothie. They call it Green and Glowing. It's like the best smoothie ever. And I'm,
oh, it sounds delightful. Oh, my gosh.
So
I want
good.
That. Oh.
Yeah, it's spinach. It has protein powder in it, which is really good. It's a green juice base, and they do add, if you want, like a soy milk or an almond milk. I like the almond milk, unsweetened, and then they do the some mangoes. I'm like, oh, like I love like,
I love,
love
mangoes. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, I want that. It sounds amazing. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest thing to do, because you could actually make your and I have this on the site, or if you need the link, I could give it to you, but where you make these smoothie jars, and you put your kale, you put your mango, you put, you know, everything in this jar, and you put it in the freezer, and you can make a whole bunch of them. And they last for about a month, and you just take them out of the freezer whenever you want to have them the next day. And then you can blend them, you know, or you could do that way, or you could just blend your smoothies and then keep them in the fridge if you have to do that with the blender bottles. And mason jars are great for that. And I actually have a 21-day free smoothie challenge if anyone needs that, where they're like, okay, maybe I need some motivation, where I give you the recipe and you just make them. And so that would be the quickest thing for an entrepreneur and a business person, with also running around to meetings. And or if you have children, the kids like it, and you put the kale in there and no one really knows. They really don't. My kids don't know half the time.
I love
that. That was Swiss chard in there. Like, what? I'm not drinking that. Like, well, you did drink it. So. And you liked it. So you'll do it again. So
what you would do, let me just interrupt real quick. So what you would do, you would go to wholehousedesigns.com, and then you go under recipes, and you would scroll down to smoothies, and there's a 21-day challenge. And I guess you're also a part-time food stylist, because I'm looking at the images. They're, like, incredible.
That is not me. I know. I wish, oh, my God, sometimes my food pictures, I'm like, this is so delicious, and I take a picture, and it looks like crap. I'm like, oh, I can't put that on my site. So I have a friend who's a photographer, and she helped me take some pictures. So she did all the smoothie ones. She gets credit for that. She did a great job.
Amazing.
So, yeah. So that's one thing. And then another tip would be, is to just bring your snack bag and just have, like, a little cooler. You could get those at anywhere, really. And just put apples. You know, bring some almond butter if you can. There's a little package you can even buy at Whole Foods. Veggies, of course, and hummus, white bean dip, red pepper dip. You know, anything to spice it up could be helpful. And you can make, I'm trying to think, just, you know, sometimes I wouldn't go into the crackers that much or anything carby like that. We're going to think of good carbs, so your fruits and vegetables most of the time. But the smoothie, I mean, if you have, like, a bag, I actually like Vega. That's a good brand. It's plant-based, and I do some protein bars. And you can bring that if you, you know what I mean, if you want to make sure that you have something with protein in it.
Right.
Yeah, the hummus has protein in it, almond butter, stuff like that. But if you want a bar, that would be good. Or a Lara bar where, you know, there's only 5 ingredients or less. So have your snack bag ready. And have that ready for the week. And even for the kids, if you have the kids, you have to get them to soccer practice, things like that. And I know you're probably like, yeah. Or a lot of you out there are like, yeah, whatever. It's really, really hard. Trust me, it's hard. No, but it's hard. I even say sometimes, oh, whatever. I don't feel like doing this. But I have to really think back to my mindset about how do I want to feel? What kind of do I want this chaos? Do I want to keep feeding into the chaos? Because if I know I don't take an hour to prep, pack, put everything in plastic baggies or, you know, biodegradable ones, of course, but, you know, make my salad jars or make my smoothies, if I don't do that, I just know I'm setting myself up just to fail. So, and I don't want to do that, especially with my business. I have money to make, people to help, you know, I have to focus. And a lot of the times we really can't focus if we're not fueled with our food. So
right. That's exactly what I was going to say, too. It's like if we're not, you know, giving our brain proper food, we can't focus. And the other thing is, too, you sort of mentioned it, but like if we're down, if we're sick, and, you know, for me, I was equivalenting one day because no one can cover for me. That's an equivalent for me a week of disconnection and killing the momentum and trying to get back. Just by one day, the average sick time is 2 to 3 days. So that's 2 to 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So we're talking about an investment here of making sure that you're, you know, getting the right nutrition to set yourself up to be strong, to go forward and to hit it hard.
And that's a good word, investment. I love that word. That's a good one. So that's exactly right. No, but I'm thinking, like definitely, because I never, I'm knocking on wood right now, I never hardly ever get sick. I shouldn't say never, but I hardly get sick. And it's, I'm not bragging or anything, but I really think it's because I do, you know, I do these certain core self-care habits to kind of maintain, like, you know, I sleep a lot. I get 8 hours a night. I make sure that's my number one right there, too. That's another thing I have to make sure I have, because I will not be able to think if I just get 6 or 5 hours asleep. I'm a mess. By 2 o'clock, I'm done. I can't even focus. I'm like, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I think you should brag. I think it's a testament of what you do, and you know, bragging's totally okay. I mean, look at Matthew McConaughey on his Oscar speech.
Know. I loved it. All right.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, there's something good. It's about, you know, taking your power and taking charge and
exactly.
congratulating yourself around a room of, you know, people that admire you. So it's great. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yes. So those would be my practical, if that makes sense. Those are just a few things, because everything else, it gets really complicated. And then we get like, oh, it's just a lot for us to handle. So just carrying that water bottle. I think I mentioned the water. Just having your water and then the snack bag and smoothies probably are the top three.
I love
that.
And I think
you
can
have.
That's totally easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know what, Lisa? It was a delightful conversation. I learned so much from you. And I just like, you know, how you just sort of, you know, just basically just, you know, put it out there for us on what we should be doing and how we can do it. It's really attainable. It's really easy. And I invite everybody to check out her website. I'm going to have a link below for you guys just to check her out. I would really encourage you guys to check out the Clean and Sexy membership program that she has. It's a year-long thing. You get to check in with Lisa. And so you have, is it monthly calls? Is that correct?
I do. So what we do is I either have a guest expert come on, like we have like fitness instructors or personal trainers come on and talk about here's what we can do to have our exercise routine or boost, you know, movement, things like that. Or a Reiki instructor would be, you know what I mean? We have all these fun people that come and talk about different topics according to wellness. And then I also, you know, I do a coaching call if anyone has questions. And you know, like this call coming up will be, like this month, we're going to be focusing on transitioning from winter to spring. And, oh, my goodness, we're in that lull where, well, I'm in the East Coast, so we're still having snow. And it's just, you know, how to transition so that we're not going back to our old habits, because we're just feeling like, okay.
Right.
Yeah, because we're in between seasons kind of thing. So, yes, it is a monthly call, and, you know, I have a membership area with tons of resources. And the main thing is the community, so that we could kind of keep each other accountable. And even me.
Oh, I love that.
You know, like I'm like, oh, yeah, we, you know, we're all in this together. I shouldn't, you know, I really don't think I need that right now. So, you know, and I promised myself I would get 8 hours of sleep, so I'm going to make sure I get to bed tonight instead of staying up and watching, you know, Dexter reruns or whatever I do, because I miss Dexter. I don't know what I do. Or like, you know.
That's so cute.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's just fun. It's lighthearted. It's not like that nutrition of, oh, you know, talking a lot of food politics, which of course we talk about, but it's just more forming habits, lifelong habits, so that we can be the best versions of ourselves ever. So, yeah. So it's great.
I love it. I love, you know, even, you know, just reading some of the copy that's on that page, you know, how you just felt miserable and how you just took charge of everything. I love the backstory. I love the other testimonials on there. So check it out, wholehousedesigns.com/cleanandsexy2014/. Thank you, Lisa. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Oh, my gosh. I had the best time talking with you. And as you know, I could talk all day. So, yeah, I had a great time.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with Lisa as much as I have. If you need some inspired action, go to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up for the free newsletter. Until then, go for the hustle and get your glow.